It is August the 24th, 2021 at 8:32 a.m. here locally in Southern Arizona. The purpose of this recording is to briefly offer an overview of a tarot reading that I pulled yesterday morning before I went for an early morning walk. The reason that I have decided to take this a step further is because of the remarkable outcome that came as a result. The story I'm about to tell in this One Harrieth Project blog entry posted to Anna's journal is about the message that came to me during this walk that told my own story of attempting to create what I was calling a new world. It all began in the spring of 2017, but I will leave that for the blog article. What occurred was, for fun, I pulled this tarot reading and asked the question, what can I expect while I'm out walking today? What you see is a three-sectioned answer with three different decks. On the left side is the first three questions that I always ask these days. Who are you? Where are you from? And what's the general message I can expect when I pull these cards? Then I pulled the three cards that you see on the right side. The top one is what's hidden from me, and the bottom two came out together, what's in the environment. I usually just get one of each. Then the main message is in the center. So let me tell you what the result is here as briefly as I can. Who are you? Well, it says rain, but I went more by the picture, and what I got was I am this female or feminine divine connection that you have with me, and I exist in that state of, let's say, the fifth dimension, and I'm here to be your guide, to answer your questions when you ask them, and I am the one that's here with you now. So obviously, where are you from? If you look at that image, to me it looks like it's leading upward into the cosmos with that kind of mandala or Merkaba behind it that looks kind of, in a way, sacred geometry based. So to me, that was saying that, you know, the magical realm, which is the fifth dimension, where angels and what we refer to as even devils, which is really just, they're the ones that come and do the work here on earth when the angelic realm's messages aren't being listened to by those of us who are here on earth. They turn to what we refer to as the lower vibrations, and they say, look, we're telling this person over and over again, but they aren't paying attention. They're not listening to us. They aren't seeing what we're trying to do. Help us out here. And that's when something of great challenge occurs in your life. So that's where, who it is and where they're from. And what's the message I can expect? Well, what I got from this was, you will get it when you go out into the desert, which is where I am. And you will be kind of connecting with the waveform energy, which I see as that top area. And, you know, and you will be in receipt. Then, what's hidden from me? I got community. And all these things I only figured out after the walk. That's why I took the picture. Not because I attempted to memorialize it, but after my walk, I wanted to come back and look at this and be able to go, oh, now I see. Because I pulled them and I didn't even look at them until I came back. So what's hidden from you? Community, which to me was a community of collective consciousness that was communicating with me along my walk. I was not alone, and I wasn't just with this one individual who's identifying her divine feminine source energy as rain in that card. and then what's in the environment where I am physically right now. And you see the card blessed and the one that says deep knowing. But it did come out in reverse, even though most people don't read oracle cards in reverse. But what I got was not that there was not going to be a deep knowing. What I got was it was going to be pouring down onto me in the physical world. And I am the one traveling in that blessed card along my journey. I'm also an Aquarian, so I see that star there and I just kind of chuckle to myself. So as I'm on my way, deep knowings will be imparted downward to me. So then the main message, again, I don't usually see the devil card anymore as something negative. I see it as those consciousnesses in another dimensional realm that bring contrast into our physical environment to get our attention, to send us messages when we're not paying attention to our own intuition. So the devil card in the middle to me was significant because it meant you are going to get information that you are going to then take on our behalf and kind of energetically disseminate it around the physical plane. And you notice along the right side, all three cards from top to bottom are fives. Now the way I pulled these was I pulled the middle card and then I went and put the top left, bottom right, and then filled in the rest of them pretty much, you know, in book reading order from left to right. And I don't know why I did that, but I did. And I ended up with those three fives. And what I saw that as was change. I will be given a message when I'm out in the desert that will show me that I will be making significant change in pentacles, swords, and what does that last one say? Wands. And I like this deck because it's all flowers, and oftentimes I look up the meanings of these flowers because they hold more significance than the cards do, because they don't depict the traditional tarot readings at all. So it doesn't distract me with those traditional meanings. So when I looked at that and saw the untraditional meaning of change, I saw the Five of Pentacles as the physical world, because pentacles can mean abundance, money, time, or something in the physical realm. So I saw that I'm going to effectuate change in the physical realm, having to do with swords, which is communication and thoughts, and wands, which is taking action. So I will be communicating in whatever ways, whether it's actual, in this case now, as you hear from this recording, that I'm actually communicating it outward for anyone who comes across this post. But it, you know, it could mean communication. It could literally mean just using my own thoughts to connect energetically with whatever frequencies will help effectuate this change through meditation or if I invite them in. And wands means I'm taking action to do that, and action will be the result. So in other words, let's say that I am the wind, and I am blowing on you while you're walking down the street in Chicago near on Lakeshore Drive, let's say. And the wind can get so strong that you can be standing next to someone and talking to them in a normal voice, and they won't be able to hear you. So even though the waveform that I may be creating in this process, or that's bestowed upon me, you know, the deep knowings that will be shared my way, I may not be communicating them through the change of the, you know, in the Five of Swords, through talking, through writing. It might literally be some kind of waveform energy that just merges with the rest in an alchemic result that effectuates others around me. So the fives, I'm clearly, this message says I'm clearly going to be getting information about significant changes that I will be working with those, let's say, and I'm just using this again metaphorically, those in the fifth dimension that bring change to this world that some of us call the devil energy or the lower vibrations, when in fact it's really what we call the devils and the angels, the lower and the high vibrations and frequencies. They work together. They're not separate. It isn't good and evil. It's a dichotomy to offer balance in the knowing and the recognition. So the Four of Cups on that starts the reading in the top left, I saw that as the one cup and is going towards the three cups. The one cup is the gift from God, or in this case, the message that will be imparted to me. And Three of Cups usually means working together. So I kind of combine them to see that a message of something emotional, significant, noteworthy will be imparted to me that is from a loving place, and I will be working together with them to do something with that. And then the card next to it is the King of Wands, which is taking the highest level of action to achieve that. That's what's going to come to me, and that's what I am going to do in kind. So then the next row that has the Four of Wands, to me that's home. And the One Herioth Project is about Herioth, which is home. So I will be, again, connecting with home, working together with those energies that are creating contrast and challenge in the physical world to effectuate change. And then in the bottom row, I've got the Knight of Wands with the Tower. These changes are significant, and action will be required. It isn't just a passive passing of, you know, knowledge like you're reading the encyclopedia. You will need to then take action so that change can actually take place. So that's what I saw the main messages being. Then I went out for my walk.